We're holding the top of Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. So we just had the beginning of the Perek. The Mishnah said that a behema is not allowed to do melacha l'man yenuach shalcha v'chamar recho. Tosis right away brings in the beginning of the sugi, the first Tosis, that there are two psukim. There's a pasuk of lav de mechamer. Lav de mechamer is a different pasuk. That's loisase komalocha ato uvehemtecha. Over there it says bincha also. That's a different yesoid. That is not what we're referring to. The lav of the mechamer is they not allowed to lead an animal and cause it directly to do malocha. On Tuesday afternoon you could cause it to do malocha. On Thursday you could. But on a Shabbos you can't be mechamer acha behemta. You can't lead it doing a malocha. Either harisha or zriya or any other malocha. Or hoitza. That's called lav de mechamer. Any melacha. Here we're talking about leman yenuach, shorcha v'chamerecha. You have to make sure, ensure that your animal stays put and doesn't do a melacha. Obviously, it's allowed to eat, it's allowed to graze, it's allowed to eat grass, even though it's being koitza. But you have to make sure that it doesn't do a melacha, that it's not necessary for it, for its survival. The hainu, if an animal suddenly takes something out and carries in Rosh Hashanah and Dal Ramas, which is not necessary. Something that's necessary for its survival, it needs to be protected. That's nitirusa. So that's not an issa of l'man yenuach. But something that is not necessary, or something that is annoyed, that is not necessary, because Rashi says in Mishnah, we'll see soon, something that's minter is mutter, or a tachshit that's annoyed, but only if it's an usual a tachshit, a usual noy. Something that's not necessary, that's not done, that's not urche, is also going to be osa. So, but there's a yisodis that gives between lav de mechamer and leman yenuach. Lav de mechamer means you're not allowed to lead and cause an animal, even not your animal, to do a melacha. If you go to your neighbor's animal and you're mechamer acharav on Shabbos, on a Wednesday afternoon you could, but on a Shabbos you can't be mechamer or be, cause it to be chayrish directly or zareya. That's any animal. And the same thing it says in that pasuk, your child. You can't cause your child to do a melacha. Masha'enken l'man yenuach is you don't have to be directly causing it. You have to make sure and ensure that your animal stays put and doesn't do a malacha that is not necessary for its survival. Just like you can't be moitzi, or just like you can't be chayrish, just like so to your animal can't. So the obvious malacha is applied to your animal, but that's nafkamina is here. It's only your animal, and lav de mechamer is any animal can be mechamer acha behema. So that was the yesod of Tosis Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, where it describes the lav of l'man yenuach. Unlike the lav of mechamer.
What does mechamer mean?
Mechamer means you can't lead the animal while it's having its load on it. Now, that's any melacha that he does. You can't lead and cause it to be chayrish or zareya. L'man yenuach, you're not doing a maisa. You have to make sure and ensure that your animal doesn't do a melacha. In addition, the Gemara said yesterday in Nun Aleph Amud Beis that niturusi yiserta, something that's not necessary, so Hanani is mate there too. And he said that's also mutter for the animal to have, even though it doesn't need such a strong or such a heavy protection as a rein. Niturusi yiserta is mutter, is machlekes Hanani and Chachomim. Then the Gemara said a story about Levi's donkey that overtook the donkey of Rabba, and Cholash died to the Rabba because he took him over, so he wanted to show him that it wasn't his intent to cut off, but it was his donkey that acted that way. So Cholash Daita. So he wanted to make him feel good. So he asked him, he wanted to show him that it's not my doing. I wasn't directly causing him to take you over. So he asked him a question to show that it's my animal that's wild, and it's not me that told him to do so. So he talked to the top of Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Omale, and he asked him, Chamor Shasok of Goyim Kegoyim Zeh, if you have a chamor who is a wild animal, out of the ordinary, Ma'o Lotzis Bepumya, because we said in the Mishnah, there are three types of things that it needs for nitigusa. The most simple one is a gomel ba'afsar, which is a regular rope that goes around its neck, in the mouth area. Then there's a naka, which is a wilder animal. The female one is b'choytem. Choytem is a ring that goes around its nose, and that's how it gets restrained and protected. And a luvdikim is a donkey that is even wilder. That's b'pumbia, that it's a bit in its mouth. So he said, what if you have a chamar, which usually is sufficient in afsar, a regular rope? What if you are allowed to go on Shabbos with something which is an itirusi yiserta? That was the machlokes we had. An additional shmir, which is not necessary. So Hananya said it's mutter. It doesn't make a difference. So what? You have extra protection. That doesn't make it that it's that you're carrying. It's itirusi yiserta. You can always have more. More is always, nothing wrong with more. If you have insufficient shmira, then it's not anything. He didn't do anything. Then, of course, it's considered hoitzah. That would be also. But what about the tegus yitzerto? So he said he wanted to show him that it's my donkey. It's not me. Chamosh asuk of goyim. If you have a donkey that's out of the ordinary wild, going there like mine, and that's where he cut you off. Ma'al lots of a pumbia b'shabbos. Could he have a pumbia which is nitirus yeserta? Because it doesn't need a bit. Usually a chamor is sufficient with an afser. Omale, so he told him, hochi omavucha. So he answered him back, your father said in the name of Shmuel, haloch chananya. And chananya holds nitirus yeserta is mutter. That's what we got up to yesterday. Zogti gemara, the fourth line, tonet ve'minashia, eiz shechokak lo bein kaneho. If you have a goat, now here we're not discussing like the previous Gemaras, if a Netirusa Yeserta or what kind of animal, what kind of rain could it have depending on how wild the animal is. We're not talking about that. Here we're talking about a Nuchshash. If you have a rain that might slip off, then the owner might come to carry and lift it and carry the Alamas and Shusarabim. If it's drilled into the keren, this rain, so then he's yoitzeb afser, because then it's not going to slip off, he's not going to carry it all the amas and the shusarabim. So a goat shechokak ben kaneo that you drilled in is muta. Zok Rashi, this is only muta because tochvei b'chakikas keren, it was drilled into the horn. Zok Rashi, however, if it's not drilled into the horn, however, kshira ba'alma, if you merely tie it, you don't drill it a hole inside the keren and you put a rope in there, but rather you just tied it around the horn, so then no, because dil mashal for mireisha, it might just slip off, because the top of the horn, the top of the keren is very narrow, so it can slide right off, it can slip right off. What will happen is, and the owner might pick up and lift it and walk dalat ramas and shus rabim. So the Gemara says that the Tanit of Menashe said, when you drill the hole in the horn, then there's no problem, there's no chash that it will be full off, and it's yotze ba'af seb Shabbos. Boy Rav Yosef, what about tochav lo bezikno? Tochav lo bezikno, in a way, mahu, kevin di mantach lo koiv lo v'loi asilan tuche, oy dil mazim nin derofi v'nof av asil asil dalat ramas shus rabim. When you drill a hole in the keren, we said there's no chashash, it will fall off. So you're not going to carry. When you just tie it, it might just slip off and the owner might lift the dalat ramas. What about if you tie it around the beard of the goat? So it's very painful for the goat to go on, to turn his head in different directions and try to loosen himself from that thing, because every time he does that, it hurts. So he won't be wild and it will stay put, it will stay, and he won't try to break free, and he'll stay tied up into his beard, into the hairs of the beard of the animal. So that's the question. Since he won't do it, so then there's no chash that it will fall off and he'll be carried out of Ramses Shusarabim. Or no, Zimlin de Rafi, sometimes it's tied against the beard, but it's tied loosely, so Mivanofil, and it'll slide right off. For us, and it will be forbidden to tie this afser around the beard of the goat, because you might come to carry out of Ramses Shusarabim. So that's Gemara's question. Gemara remains. And Teiku, the Gemara remains with the question, do we say that merely tying it around the beard, on the one hand, it's painful, so he's not going to be wild, so it's not going to fall off? Or no, it might not be tied so tightly, so it'll easily fall off, and the owner might carry dalat ramas shus rabim. So in the horn drilled, for sure not a problem. Just tied around the horn, for sure a problem. It'll carry dalat ramas, it might fall off. By shanking around the beard, that's the Teiku, the Gemara. Zog the Gemara Tanan Hosam Veloy Betsua Shebein Kaneho. The Mishnah later on Daf Nun Dalet says that a pora, not nachshash, is not that it might fall off. A pora doesn't need a afser, so it can't have a tzura ben kaneo. It can't have this rain because it doesn't need l'shamer. It doesn't move anywhere. So that would be considered already like an etrus yisert and it's aser. On that, the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yemir Ba'aba, pligi bo Rav Shmuel. There's a machloikas Rav and Shmuel. To what extent can it not have this afser there? L'shamer, it's for sure not necessary. That this afser that's tied between the kaneho, between the horns, is osur if it's there lenoi. Now, like we said in the Mishnah, Rashi Radway said in the Mishnah that lenoi is mutter, but says all balei shir are yoitzim b'shir. So Rashi shenoisim shir letzavoram lenoi. So you have to say there's two types of noi. The Rishonim say this, and that's Mashman Rashi. The two types of noi: a noi that's done, that's urchei, so that's mutter, that's a tachshit. A noi that's not done. So then it will be osur. So this type of noi, this type of just having a to beautify the animal is not done. So that will be osur and bein l'shamer. And likewise, when it's dear l'shamer, meaning in order for you to hold on to the animal, is also osur. Now, why would it be osur to have this type of din l'shamer? So the Gemara is going to say, because we're talking about over here a para. Loi b'tzua she ben kanes, talking about a regular cow. A cow doesn't need a leash. You ever see a cow grazing? It hardly moves. So a cow doesn't need a leash. So this would imply that a tirusi yiserta, an additional shmir that's not necessary, is also considered the issa vaitza. It's forbidden for the animal to carry this in Rishus Rabim, because it's a haitza, it's carrying. Or from Rishus Yochad to Rishus Rabim. So pligi bo rav shmul, chado am bein anoy bein l'shamer osir, for noy it's not necessary, it's not done. And l'shamer is osir because a cow doesn't need any rope afsir. The charoma l'noy is osir, you're right, for noy it's taka osir, but l'shamer is mutter, because he holds that tirus yiserta is mutter. Omer Rav Yosef Tistayim, since we don't know who said what, the Shmuel the Omer l'noy osir. Shmuel's of the opinion that noy is osir, and l'shamer is mutter, and the tirus yiserta is mutter, even though a cow doesn't need it. The pari doesn't need it. The Omer Rav Huna Bachia Omer Shmuel, Haloch Kananya. We said clearly that Rav Huna Bachia said it in the name of Shmuel, that looks like Kananya. That means the tirus yiserta, an additional protection, is mutter. So likewise over here, a pari that has Bein Karneho, it's tied by Bein Karneho, not because of the Chashash, now we're talking about what we said before, carrying Dalai Lamas. Here we're talking about the Etzim Nitirus Yiserta. It's Nitirus Yiserta is mutter, so a pari is allowed to have it. Halach is like Kananya. So must be Shmuel, the one that said, L'shamer is mutter, and Rav, the one that said, that Noi and L'shamer is also. Omer Abaye Adarav, I'll bring you a proof the other way. This time the Shmuel, Doma, Bein L'Noi, Bein L'shamer is also. That Shmuel of the opinion that Bein L'Noi, Bein L'shamer is also, he held L'shamer is also. Why? The Omer Rav Yidoma Shmuel, Machlif, Lifnei Rebbe, they asked Rebbe a question. We had this yesterday. If let's say you take the Gomel, instead of putting the simple protection of the after the rope, rather you put the choytum, which is usually by the naka, by the wilder one, and you take the naka, instead of the choytum, the nose ring, you place the regular after the regular rope, nachlif, and if you switch it around, shall Rebbe zubizuma, what's the din? So the Gemara said that if you do the lower one, for sure that's forbidden, because it didn't do anything, so it's carrying. If you do the one that's more, meaning the gomel b'choytum, so that's the question of Yitirusa Yiserta, an additional Shmira, and Chananya was matter. So they asked this question, the Omer Rav Yidoma Shmuel Machlif Nei Rebbe Shalzubizu Mahu, Omer Lefonov, Rabbi Shmuel B'Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Shmuel B'Rabbi Yossi said the name of his father, Kach Omer Abba Rabbi Yossi, Dalet Behemoth Yotzim B'Avser. There's four animals that wear the regular simple robe, the Avser. Hasus, the horse, Haperet, the mule, Hagomel, the camel, V'Achamor, and the donkey. So, lav limute must come to exclude. What do you mean saying by in this brisa? The Mishnah also says that it's gomel is yoytze b'avser, but it came to exclude. This brisa is telling me lav limute gomel b'choytem. It coming to exclude that a gomel cannot have an additional shmir with a choytem, which is the nose ring, which is usually for the naka, for the wilder one. So we see clearly, since Shmuel is the one that said this statement, that they asked the question from the Rebbe, and he stood there when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said in the name of his father that a gomel has to have specifically an afser, it coming to exclude a choytem, that he agrees to this din of Nitirus Yiserta is forbidden, not like Chananya. So you're telling me he passed like Chananya. Here we see that he seems that he doesn't pass like Chananya. So the Gemara says, it's a steer really in Shmuel, if he agreed to what was said in front of him. So in that the Gemara answers, Sameho Mikameho, meaning you have a steer in Shmuel. So erase the statement that he said, that Shmira Yisera is Osir, meaning we have a suffix what Shmuel's statement was. Lenoi Osir, Ulashame Osir. That means Shmira Yisera is Osir by Ben Kaneo, the Ritzua Ben Kaneo, by Epora, Shmira Yisera, because of the other statement of Shmuel that says, the halach is like Chananya, that Shmira Yisera is Mutter. So rather say that Shmuel holds that Shmira Yisera is Mutter, and Pora Ben Kaneo is only Lenoi is Osir. Mashenken l'shmira is mutter, because shmira is seri is mutter. And that the Gemara asks, Umay chos is the mesames ho mikameho, why do you want to remove the statement that says that shmira is seri is osir and l'shamer is osir, because of the statement that halach that chananya the shmira is seri is mutter, maybe fakert, sami ho mikameho, maybe erase the statement of shmira is seri mutter, that halach that chananya, and retain the statement that shmira is seri is osir, that l'shamer is osir, that l'noi and the shamer is osir. And then the mission that says, Pogan yoytze b'tzua shemen kaneh would mean, sai l'noi and sai l'shamer, both are osir, because shmira is seri by par is osir, not like chananya. On that, the Gemara answers a different gesoys here, but the gesoys that says the Ashkhon could be found in a different place, that Shmuel the Omer, it says clearly that Lenoy is us and Lasham is Mutter, black and white. The Itmar, like we didn't learn. The other gesoys says that not the Ashkhon Behedja, but rather, my Havalo, that's the gesoys that's on the side. My hava alo, meaning which one are you misame? Which one is the main statement of Shmuel? The alok is like Hananya, or l'shamer is osir. So the Gemara is going to say, my hava alo gafchia ba'ashi omar Rav. Rav said bein anoy ben l'shamer is osir. That l'shamer is osir, nitirus yisert is osir. The gafchia ba'avin omar Shmuel. So we see the name of Shmuel l'noy osir l'shamer is mutter. So we rather stick to the statement that Allah is like Hananya, Shmuel's statement, because l'shamer is mutter. So you have to say that the machlokes is Rav and Shmuel. Rav is the one that says bein anoy ben l'shamer is osir. It says black and white in the name of Rav, and Shmuel said that l'noy is osir l'shamer is mutter because an additional nitirusa is mutter like Hananya. So that's why it's, at the end of the day it's going to be that sameho mikameho, meaning the statement of halak Hananya is the statement that you are leaving and not omitting. Because we see clearly Shmuel says, l'shame is mutter. The text on the top right away says, Pirish Rach, the halacha k'rav. The halacha is like Rav. We just had over here, machloek is Rav and Shmuel. And Rav says, bein l'noi bein l'shame is osir. That means, itirusi yisert is forbidden. You have to know what you can put on the animal. The next morrow, v'oi de kamal hirsa k'rabi yisura. Hilkach oimer apurgus the chol nitirus yisera to osir. An additional shmira is osir. Now other rishonim argue on this thesis. The Ravid paskins like Hananya, and Hananya like the Morris said before Hananya also aloch Hananya, but the Ravid paskins like that also that nitirus yisera is mutter. And the Balamor makes a pshara. The Balamor says that nitirus yisera to harber something that's way out of the ordinary. You take a pora and you chain it. A parah doesn't move a cow. That's a nitirus yisera, that's osir. But something that's a ktsas nitirus yisera, a little more additional than what it really needs, that type of nitirus yisera is mutter. And it differentiates when we pass like Hananya and when we pass like Rav. Meaning it's relative what kind of nitirus yisera is mutter and what kind of nitirus yisera is osir. Zog di gemara. Meisvei. Kosh rabayla b'moyseira. We ask a question now about a parah aduma. By a parah aduma, the red heifer that you take the ashes to be metayer for tumas meis, it can't do any melacha. Loi olebe, loi olaleh oil. Can't have any load on it. So kosher baile b'meisero, if the owner of the pora aduma takes an afser, takes a regular simple rope, and he ties it with a meisero, it's kshero. That's not considered that you did a melacha and oil on it. Now, a pora aduma is a pora. If you say that the tirus yiserta is considered forbidden on Shabbos, means it's not necessary. If you're going to tell me nalek chanani that the tirus yiserta is a masui, so then it should be considered that it's an oil. So likewise by pora aduma, ashelole oil omerachmona, and this is an oil because if it's not necessary, then it's an oil. Something that's necessary, that's not called a tirus yiserta. The animal has to do things that it has to do for survival. It has to eat, that's not an oil. It has to, the things that it has on it, that it needs, that's not called an oil. But something that's not necessary, addition, is called an oil. So just like you can't put something that's unnecessary on it, a saddle, if it doesn't need it, so it's called an oil over here. This tirus yiserta, if it's not necessary, if it's also on Shabbos, so likewise before Adum, it's an oil. So how could you say that how could you kosher b'alav maaser is a clear raya like Hananya, because if it's a masui, then it's considered an oil. Avdem zok to Gemara. On that, the Gemara answers three different tirutzim to this kasha. Omer Abaye b'malicha me'ilir. You're right. A regular parah doesn't need a regular simple afser, and kosher b'alav maaser would usually be a nitirus yiserta, but not when Betsy, when this cow is going me'ir le'ir, when it's traveling from one city to another, it needs a simple afser. So it's not called an oil. That's necessary for it. Rova Omar, shiny pora de domer yekorin. A pora aduma is very expensive. We know the famous ma'isa with Doma ben Nesina. A pora aduma is very expensive. So if it's very expensive, so me'mela, that's why it has a simple afser. Even though a regular cow doesn't need it, but a pora aduma does. Now, we'll see, the Rishonim really say that Rava is saying a much different teretz than Abaya. Because Abaya is saying, we're talking about Eichat Timtzeh, he's going me'ir le'ir. Rava is saying, not that the parah needs it. The owner needs it. The owner wants to fortify and make sure that his expensive parah is not going to veer off, so he needs it. But not that the parah, the min of the parah is wild that it needs it. It's domer yikorin for the bailim. The parah is the exact same parah. Parah doesn't move. But he is nervous about it, the Meir Yekorin, so he wants it. So it's a whole different teretz. Ravina Omar b'moirid. Ravina is talking about a third teretz. We're talking about where this animal is wild. You can have a wild parah. It's not the ordinary, but you can have it. In such a chetimtza, it's not called an oil. In such a chetimtza, it's necessary. So you have three terutzim. Abaya's teretz is it's traveling from city to city, so it's the norm for the parah to have it. Rava says, the parah adum is expensive, so the owner wants it, mitzad the owner. And Ravina says, the animal is wild, and that's why you need it. So it's mashmai from the Rishonim, Ravina's teretz, that this din that it's talking about moirid, so according to him, if it's not moirid, then it would be possible even if it's domer yekorim. Domer yekorim is not enough of a reason to make it that it's not an oil. It would be an oil. Just because domer yekorim, it's possible. It's an additional thing that's not necessary. When it's moirid, so then it's allowed to have this shmira, and it's not called a nitirusi yiserta. That it's only by moirid it would not be considered an oil. But if it's expensive, which many paradumas are, it would be considered an oil. Moirid means it rebels. A merghedes. Just like a woman is a merghedes, you have a parah that's a moirid. It's a rebellious parah, a wild one. So Zok the Rambam, that if it's not moirid according to Ravina, even though it's a domer yekorim, he argues on the previous teretz. Other Rishonim say no, that the Rod Agoyis Ashri says it's no machloikus. But Bekvega has a kash on that Rova's teretz is not an ukimta. Rova says parah adum is expensive. And the other terutzim are ukimtas. Ukim means you're saying it's talking about that he's traveling. You're talking about that it's a rebellious parah. Once one teretz is ukimta and one is not, so they're clearly arguing. Because why would you zetzan the ukimta and you're saying it's yisoides make a difference because it's expensive? But the yisoides make a difference between domer yekorim, because domer yekorim is not mitzad the parah. That's why he argues on it. It's mitzad the person. Mashen mitzad the parah, it might not need a nitirusa. Just like all parahs don't need a nitirusa. Now, The nafkamina is because the Magid Mishnah brings, the Beis Yosef brings in the Siman Shenhei that anything that's, let's say, a sok of goyim, like we had in the top of the Omid, if you have a wild animal, a wild chamor, so then even though the basmino, that species, doesn't need a nitirusa, it will be mutter. And that's what he said. Something that's not, that something that's wild, you'll have to have it. Now, the question is, if just because from the Gemara's teretz, it's mashma, because it's wild, moirid, it's a moiridus, it's a moirid, it's out of the ordinary wild, so that's why you're allowed to have this thing, and it's not called a oil. That type of nitrus you can have. Is mashma only because it's wild, not because of chananya. Chananya, we said in the top of the Omid, is the chamor was wild, so he told him that Allah is a chananya. And it's mashma, it's that it's only because of chananya. Only because of chananya says nitrusi yisaret es mutter. We didn't say because it's wild and that's why it's allowed to have it. Here we're saying moirid, it's mashma without chananya. It's a parah that's moirid, a parah that's wild. That's why you're allowed to have it. So that's the chanim's kasha. We see chamor shasok of goyim, we said only because of chananya. And that means if you hold like Rav Daloch is not like Chananya, then it will be Osir, even though it's a Moirid. And if here we're saying that Moirid is Mutter, even if you hold like Rav, because it's Be'etzim Moirid. So you have to say maybe Moirid is so wild that everyone would agree, even if you hold like Rav, not like Chananya. You have to maybe be Mechalik Vakaponim. Those are the three Terutzim in the Gemara.
Year, why is it different?
Me'ir le'ir, you're saying what? But that's Mitzad Dispora. That's like what? Like Moirid.
Saint Rashi really explains it. Why is Meir need more Shmir? Because the place that it pastures is outside the cities. It's going to keep on jumping out towards where it pastures.
It's Urcha.
Yeah.
So that's Urcha.
Yeah.
Meaning, Ein Chanami, the reason why Meir le'ir, it's mutter to have this rain, is because it's not a Netrusi Yeserta. Because it's Urcha for it to pasture and veer off the path. So mainly you need this rain to rain it in that it shouldn't veer off. And the second teretz of Domer Yekorim Zok Rashi, it needs a Nitirusi Yeserto. Itaka needs it because it's expensive. And the Chiddush is it's mitzad the Bailim, not the mitzad the Pora itself. The Basmino, the Pora doesn't need it. But the Bailim is nervous because it's an expensive Pora Aduma. So it needs a Nitirusi Yeserto. And the third teretz is that it's talking about a Moirid. It's talking about a Pora that is a Moirid. And that's the question in Achronim. Do we say it's only because of Chananya? That we said on the top of the Omid, Chananya said that Chamor she asok of goyim, so then you can have Nitrusi Yiserta. He was saying, no, a parah that's a merit, assuming that Ravina is not going with Chananya. Ravina, loyalim, these three truths are not going with Chananya. Loyalim, they're like Rav, that we don't pass like Chananya. And Nitrusi Yiserta is also. But when it's wild, so then it needs a Nitirusa, even though usually a parah doesn't need it, but this is not called, this is the norm to have a nitirusa for a wild one, so that's not called yeserter, klapi a parah, that's a moirid. Now that was the top toises, tois de mamaska o mashmul, when he said that halach is like kananya, so the rach taka says that halach is like rav, that bein lenoi bein l'shamer is osir, and halach is not like kananya, and l'shamer is osir, nitirusa yeserter is osir. And the raya is from this last Gemara. Mida Meshani, Abaye, Verobin, Ravino, these three truths in the Gemara, they have a basroi, Aliba, Ahi, the Koshra, Baleh, B'Moisego. He's going according to, not according to Chananya. These three truths are going La'olam, it's not like Chananya. Meaning it's that Nitrusi Yisert is Osir. But it's Mutter in these Hechatimtses. If Koshra, Baleh, B'Moisego, by the Paradum is Mutter, either because it's the Urchei, because we're not going to the Trusi Yisert, it's the Urche, because we're going Me'il Le'ir, or because it's the Me'er Yekorin, so it needs a Trusi Yisert, or it's a Meirid, but not because of Chananya, but because Be'etzim, in a Chetimtza of Meirid, meaning that it would be Mutter, this type of Trusa. But Stamazoy Trusi Yisert, would Takabi also. That was Tosis Raya. And that's what Tosis says. Hilkach Oymer Aperis, the Chol Trusi Yisert is also. For instance, Parah Ba'afser, a part that doesn't need an Afser, a cow that doesn't move doesn't need an Afser. Uvachol noy behema osir. And any noy behema is osir, lot says, if the noy is not the norm. Umiyu agolim yoytis ba'afser, k'nom besamuch. We see later on the agolim, a lot of Afser, that is the norm. V'yoytis sus beresen de urche b'ochi. It's urche for a sus to have a resen, a rain. Oy ba'afser, ala b'shneyem, resen uva'afser, to have both, that's ready osir. Umutu lahosim ha'resen oy afser b'goysh ha'sus. Then Toy says, you'll have to put it in b'goysh ha'sus, b'shabes. V'ein be'is a tiltil. The muchenu l'vehem, it's meant for the behema. V'odem ha'manik sus b'shus rabim. Someone who's manik b'shus and shus rabim, he's manik in b'shus rabim on Shabbos. Yizoresh lo yoytzi goysh ha'kevel mitachas yodet tefach. He has to make sure that the rope doesn't go below his hand, the whole tefach. Umashe ben yodel l'sus, because that's carrying. Umashe ben yodel l'sus yakbiyam l'kak ha'tefach. Lift it off the ground, the tefach. Doch ha'min l'kamo v'pirkin. Umutu l'chach chevel ha'afse sviv tzav ha'beima. You'll have to tie the rope around the neck of the animal, the lot says, and that's going to be the next Gemara. Do igle de ravuna umol yeshel beis rebi yoytzis kuchin. They went with a rope, even though it wasn't hanging, which is meant for a rein, but even if it's tied around the neck, which is more of a noy aspect, but it's also, you can also rein it in even though it's wrapped around the neck. We'll see that Gemara in the next Gemara. Now the Tosfos that says, kosher baila b'moisego, that we see that the bailam is allowed to tie the pora aduma b'moisego, it's kosher, it's not called an oil. So in fact, Tosfos says, have a motzah l'shnuya hamani chananya hi. You could have answered it's according to chananya, and according to chananya, Tosfos says it's always mutter. So that's why it's not an oil. So we see clearly this Gemara was not going with chananya. So Tosfos said, kasha gufa, let it be according to chananya. So this is where the Baal HaMor comes in, and he says, this is Gufa de Sofik. Does Chananya agree over here that a Neterusi is certain that's not Shchiach at all for a Parah that's stationary, to have a Moisera, such an extent of Neterusi is certain, even Chananya would agree that it's also, because he's Moida, something that's an extra Neterusi is certain harbe would be also, and only by a Ktsas it's Mutter. That's Gufa de Sofik over here. That's where the Baal HaMor learns the Sugya. Zog the Gemara weiter, Hasus Beshir. The Mishnah said that a sus is a horse, is allowed to go with a collar. The collar is around its neck, and there's a tabas in the collar, and through that you put in a rope, and that's how you rein in the sus with this rein. Zog the Gemara, Ma Yoitzin. It says in the Mishnah that a sus is Yoitzin Beshir and Nimshachin Beshir. It's allowed to go out with a shear, and it's Nimshach. It's allowed to be pulled with a shear. What are these two things? It means either it could be yoitzer where this rope is koruch, that means it's tied around the neck, even though it's not ready to be reined in. If it's tied around the neck, there's no rope that's extending. But that's also mutter. It's a noy that's mutter. Oy nimshochin. And it can also be nimshochin where it's hanging, so then it's hanging from that ring around the collar, and you can actually pull it. Zogt Rashi, Yoitzin Kruchin Aratzu is Soviv Tzavon, Va'apishen Oichzo, even though you can't grab onto it, Lav Masui, it's not a Masui, the Lenoi Nami Uchayahu. So here we see clearly, before we said in the Gemara, Anoi is Osir. Rashi in the Mishnah said, Anoi is Mutter. Here Rashi again says that a noy is mutter. The Gemara is saying that a noy is urchayu. So the Rishonim explain it depends what the noy is for. If the noy is an urchadik noy that kruchin around savarin is the norm, so then the noy is not a masui. If the noy is not the urche, then it's taka osur. Like we said before, that bein lenoy bein leshamer is osur. When you have a retzua shebein kanel, that type of noy is not the urcha. So Rashi shetzoyva bekoyle lenoy. That's not the urcha, that type of noi. So when noi is dependent, if it's the urche, then it's not a masui. If it's not the urche, then it will be us and it's a masui. So here we're saying that the sus is allowed to go, sai korchin, sai kuchin, or yoitzin kuchin, which is a noi that's mutter, which is urche, around the neck, or nim shochin, or if it's hanging as a rope, then you can actually pull it. Ushmul omer no. Yoitzin nimshochin. The sus can only go nimshochin when the rope is hanging, so you can actually rein it in. Then it's mutter. Then it's anamasui. Vein yoitzin kruchin. But it can't go kruchin. Kruchin is also because Zog Rashi, the lenoi lav urchehu. He argues on this metzias. This noi is not the urche, so then it's a masui. And that's what's only going, it can only go nimshochin, but not kruchin. That's how the Ran explains the difference in the types of noy. And that's muchach in Rashi. We see gufa. Because Rashi in the Mishnah said that all the balei shir go out kuren klovin shel tzayodim v'chayis ketanis shenoistin shir letzavorim lenoi. Noi is mutter, and noi is not considered a masui. And yet over here, this is good for the question, is this noi urche or not? Toises has this kasha. So Toises, oyoitzin kuchin pirsh bekuntus, the mechavin lenoi. So that's why it's mutter, because the noi is mutter. V'chem pirsh masisin. V'koshel l'rajba, we just said before that noi is also. V'koshel l'rajba l'rapoyres l'el mashma l'noi l'kulei alma also. We said l'shame was a question. Masha'en kein l'noi, l'sed l'chulei alma it's also. We said that loy b'tzur shebein kaneho, a porra kanev b'tzur shebein kaneho, and was a machloikas Rav Shmuel, one said l'noi u'bein l'shame is also, one said l'noi is also, and l'shame is mutter. But everyone said l'noi is also. So how do we say over here l'noi is mutter? This guf of the machlokes. Rav Huna sovar nitirusa nami ika bekuchin. That even when it's tied around the neck, it's also nitirusa. You can put your hand around the area that's the rope that's tied around the neck and be moishach the parah. So it's still considered a nitirusa. Shim roitza beheim alivroyach yitzvusena bekichas ha'afzer. V'lava masui. So that's why it's not a masui. Ushmol sovar kuchin lav nitirusa. Kuchin is not a nitirusa. You can't put your hand and stick it in there. It has to hang. The rope has to actually hang to be able to be Moishachit, but mitzad noi, it's taka osa. So Tosfos is not like this Ran, not like we're learning up the Rashi, that it depends what kind of noi, if it's urcha or not urcha. Zogt Gemara b'masnisa tana, yoitzin kruchin limoshech. So kruchin limoshech, zogt Rashi, kruchin berevach, it's korach in a way that you still can stick your hand in there. Shiochel hachnis yodoi, ben akach letzavar. Or yaniach ma'at men achavar, you have a little extending of the rope, even though it's korach, shimbos livroach, yomar b'yechazeno. So kruchin imoshech, Rashi says it means that it's korach, but it's still a little extending. Or it's not tight where you can put your hand in there. And that Taisa says, Chavuna metatz kuchin limoshech sheish chala bin afsa letzavar, shunoich limoshech sheirtze, ushmul sovar limoshech dafka, you have to have the whole rope extending, and it can't be tied around the neck where you can stick your fingers in. Ushmul sovar limoshech dafka sheish chabal toli b'afsa. Zog du mora om Rav Yosef chazine lo li'igla devei Rav Huna. I saw the agolim of Rav Huna, yoitzin b'afsireyen, they went out with their reins, kuchin b'shabes, kuchin around their neck, and he held it was mutter. Either he held that noy is mutter, it's urche, or he held that kruchin in such a way you can still put your hand in there and you can rein it in. It's like limoshech, it's like a rope. Ki osa rav dimi omer rav chanina muloy shal beis rebi muloy zok rashi pardois. That means the mules of beis rebi yoytzes b'afserein b'shabes. They went with the afser on Shabbos. Now, what does it mean they went with the afser? Stami's telling us the din that a mule is allowed to have an afser, or he's telling us the din that it's allowed to be kruchin, and that's going to be the Gemara's kasha. Ibayelu, kruchin is the chiddush of muloish of his rebbe that they went kruchin, even though the rope is around the neck, or nimshochin, or it's telling us that it's around the neck, but avad it's nimshochin. It has to be that the rope is extending, so that's why you can rein it in. Zog Gemara Toshma b'ingu raya. what did Rav Dimi mean when he said, when Rav Shmuel by Yehuda came and he said, black and white, he said that the Muloysa by Rebbe went, that means it was tied around the neck, not that it was nimshochin, not that the rope was hanging, but even tied around the neck. Amru Rabbona Kameh Ravasi. So Rabbona told Ravasi, "Hod Rav Shmuel by Yehuda loitzricha. You don't need Rav Shmuel by Yehuda's statement that they went tied around the neck. Obviously, that's what Rav Dimi meant. Mid Rav Dimi nafka. Where Rav Dimi is not coming to tell us anything less than that. Rav Dimi is telling us that the Meloyis of his Rebbe went with the Afser. Obviously, he meant tied around the neck. Because tell me that he went with an Afser, it's poshut. So you need Rav Shmuel by Yehuda to testify that they went kuchim b'afsereyan. Why does the Gemara say, you notice from Rav Dimi? The Isak that Rav Dimi nimshoch in komar. If Rav Dimi is just telling us the regular din, that they went with an Afser nimshoch, that it's hanging, and it melets in itirusa, mid Rav Yehuda Meshmuel nafka. That we know from Rav Yehuda Meshmuel. A different statement. The Om Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, Rav Yehuda Meshmuel said, the statement we had before a few times already, they asked Rebbe, if you switch the order, if you have a gomel with a chaitim, which is much, much more of a shmiri yisera, and you have a naka with an afsar, which is less, what's the din? So, Omer lefon of Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi answered in front of Rebbe, kachom abba, this is my father Rabbi Yossi said, arba behemis yoytzis b'afsar, there are four animals that can have an afsar, the regular simple rain. What are those four animals? Hasus, va'peret, va'gomel, va'chamor. Now one of them is peret. Peret is mulois. It says a sus, a peret, a gomel, and chamor are allowed to have an afser. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said this in front of Rebbe, that they're allowed to have an afser, which comes to imply only an afser. And machlif and lifnei Rebbe, shalzu bezu, would be osir. Shmir yaseir is osir. But since he said clearly that a peret is allowed to have an afser, so we know that Rebbe holds clearly that you're allowed to have an afser, nimshochin. An afser means nimshochin. So you don't need to tell me an edus that the muloyisal based Rebbe had an afser nimshochin. Obviously, when Rav Dimi said that the Meloyis of his Rebbe were Yoytzim Afserein, it means Nichrochin. Because to tell me that they're Stam Nimshochin, that's Poshet. Rav Yehuda Meshmuel said in front of Rebbe, and he agreed, Pashtas, that Arba, this Rabbi Yossi said, Arba are allowed to have only an Afser, and not more than that. An Afser means Nimshochin. And one of them is a Peret versus Meloyis. So you need to tell me an Edis that the Meloyis of his Rebbe had an Afser? Rabbi Yossi said this in front of Rebbe, that Arba Behemoth can have an Afser. So to have an afser is not a chiddush. You don't need edus for that. Zok the Gemara, Omelu Rav Asi Itzichlu. You still need the edus. Why? Dimi the Rav Yehuda Nafka. If you only know from Rav Yehuda Meshmuel that when they asked the question from the Rebbe Machlifin and Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi said that Rav Yossi said that they're allowed to have an afser, meaning only an afser, you would say Havamina Omelu Fon of Lekiblamine. Who said Rebbe accepted this? Just because he said this in front of Rebbe, what Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi said doesn't mean he actually accepted it. So, Kamashalon, you need Rav Dimi's testimony, his edus, that the Meloish of his Rebbe Yoytzim Afserein, and he held that it's mutter to have an Afser. But either Rav Dimi, but if it's only from Rav Dimi, Havamina, Hanamil Nimshochin. Maybe only it's allowed to have an Afser if it's actually hanging. If it's hanging, Nimshochin, then he allowed it. Aval Kuchin Loi, but if it's actually Koruch, which is maybe only Lanoi, a Noi that's Urcha, or Koruch in a way that you still can rein it in by putting your fingers in, or it's a little hanging over. So maybe Kruchin will be also. Komashon Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. Rav Shmuel by Yehuda said, Muloi Shabiz Rebbe Yoitz Bafskein Kruchim, and even Kruchim is Mutter. And even Kruchim is Mutter because the Noi of Urche, or because you can still rein it in, and you can put your fingers in there, and Memele it's Nimshochin, even though it's Koruch. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the Omid. Dumbeis Omid Aleph.